Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Voting has already started.
On to November.
This is going
to
be a tight race until the very end.
Fight, fight, fight!
Lifting you up.
If we don't win, I think our country is finished.
The latest every minute.
That's where I get my news.
Is here.
On the Sky.
News Talk 97.3. The Sky.
All right, here we are. Welcome to the 9 o'clock stretch, fourth and final hour of our get together. And it is 9:06. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's a happy hump day, Trump day, maybe a bit of a knucklehead day. If you heard the debate last night, you totally get that, and we're going to get reaction on the debate and other information as well as we talk to our friend State Senator Blaise Ngolia. Good morning, Senator. How you doing?
Good morning. How are you?
We're doing fine, and I know you represent Citrus, Hernando, and part of Pasco County. I guess give us a quick briefing.
Don't forget Sumter. Don't forget about my village.
Oh, Sumter. So wrong, and I do apologize. So all of these areas, I'm sure, were impacted to some degree or another. Give us the lay of the land, so to speak.
Yeah, but my district got pretty hard hit. Three of my counties are coastal counties, Pasco, Hernando, and Citrus County. Inland, it's like what you basically see on TV. A lot of it was fine, not a lot of wind damage. But on the coast, boy, that storm surge really hurt. We're estimating anywhere between 4 to 8 feet. A lot of the older single-family residences that were still built on sea level are pretty much gone. They're decimated. A lot of the newer construction that were on stilts on the beach fared pretty well. So I think we have an idea of what we have to do legislatively in order to go forward to protect not only those homes, but to protect insurers for paying for such massive damage going forward.
Is it declared disaster? Is it a FEMA type thing, or did it not qualify?
Yes.
Yeah, it did. Okay, I figured the coastal areas would make that so. It just has been incredible, and hearts and prayers go out to everybody. And we're asking people to give in any way they can to help the people, the communities, and not everybody on the coast has big bucks. You know, there's plenty of people that are impacted that are hurting financially to begin with, right?
Yeah, and the great thing is what we've seen in all these communities has been one common factor, one common denominator, is that the people in the counties, you have seen them help monetarily, physically going down there and helping the people. in their communities, help get restored. And that means going into the homes, taking the stuff out to the curb, washing stuff down that may have been salted up by the ocean. So and very organized effort. So I'm very proud, again, to be a Floridian and an American, because this is what we get in the United States and Florida. We don't get anywhere else.
I totally concur with that. I totally agree. We're seeing the same things here locally and into the Big Bend area. Let me ask you, did you torture yourself with the debate last night of the two possible vice presidents?
I did. I watched the whole thing. I watched some of the postmortems on some of the stations, including Fox, MSNBC, and CNN. And I'll tell you, it was a very, very good night for Republicans and J.D. Vance. The thing that I enjoy most about these types of situations is when the liberal media tells you that a candidate or a person, and this time meaning J.D. Vance, is something other than he actually is, and then he goes on stage and everyone is like, surprised. They're like, wow, J.D. Vance actually is very articulate. He's eloquent. He's the command of the issues. And I think you saw that as evidenced by what you're seeing on social media, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. People really, really are taken to J.D. Vance and his ability to communicate a message. It was a good night for the Republicans.
Well, and he really pointed out what is obvious to people like you and I, and that was when they continued to have to hammer on him about when he wasn't supportive of President Trump. They had to just keep going at that. And I love part of his answer was, well, I believed the lies in the mainstream media. I thought that was a classic line.
Yeah, it was great. That's not the only time he called out the media. Also, I love the point when he fact-checked the fact-checkers, and he would not let them get a word in edgewise. And this was regarding illegal immigration and how all the Haitians landed in Ohio. And he brought up the fact that, look, these people were not legal. Biden waved the magic wand and all of a sudden made them legal. It doesn't mean that they have a constitutional right to be here or could be here by law. So that was a really good portion, and that's what we as Republicans love to see, is a fighter, not just fight against the ridiculous policies, but fight against the media, who is obviously fighting against us.
Yeah, and it was the moderators that kind of opened the door on that by stating, oh, well, some of those Haitians, you know, that legal status, that opened the door for J.D. Vance to then, okay, well, here's the whole truth, not just a portion of it. And so I agree with you on that. Something that is bubbling and simmering here is looking into, there's a whistleblower saying some things that apparently he was privy to that relates to Tim Walz and the Chinese Communist Party. Are you getting any feedback, information? What's your thoughts on this possible connection, since he's traveled there between 15 and 30 times, depending on when he tells the story?
Yeah, I'm not... I don't know where this is yet. I've seen I've seen what's on social media, so I probably know as much as you do. Obviously, if this is serious, which the claim is serious, but we don't know if it's actually factual yet. But if it is, you're going to see congressional hearings on this, whether or not the Harris-Walz team is in the White House or nothing. But it's good that this information is coming out. Now, it could be misinformation. It could be disinformation. We just don't know. But we do know is that the claims are very, very serious. This is somebody who is obviously, by his own admission, a Chinese Communist Party sympathizer at the least, and at worst, an unwilling agent for their policies. And that's not a good place for America to be.
No, anybody that's paying attention at all knows that China goes way out of their way to try to have influence over as many, I'll call them important people, as they can, especially those in the political world. So, I mean, we wouldn't be shocked if they wanted to or tried to or have made attempts and have done something with him, or, you know, we just need to know more, like you said. But
remember, this isn't something that they just put out that's in a vacuum. We've seen this in the university systems throughout the state of Florida, with grants that we had to actually write legislation to stop taking money from communist China. We've seen it where you've had people in the administration in New York City under the mayor be indicted. You're seeing people, elected officials all over the United States that are taking money from communist China and basically becoming an agent of communist China. So this is some serious allegation. And if it's true, then look, what the federal government needs to do is create guardrails and laws against this type of thing, because it is a form of corruption. And that's what people need to get through their head. When you have a foreign government paying you money, now, like New York City mayor, they had Turkey doing it, right? Mm-hmm. So, but we know China is the big player in this space, and they want to be able to control universities and politicians, elected officials, and bureaucrats, because that's how they get their hands on intellectual property. That's how they get their hands on inside information on where the government is going to be going in terms of military operations or in terms of domestic operations. This is what they do. They buy off Americans. And I just hope that Governor Walz hasn't been bought off, but it's possible he has.
Asymmetrical warfare before our very eyes. He could be part of that, or maybe not. We hope we get some answers, and we hope we get the truth, which is not always easy, as you know. But we always appreciate the conversation with you, State Senator Blaze Ingolia. Thank you, sir.
You got it, guys. Take care.
All right. We'll talk to you soon. It is approaching 9:16 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is in the house. Hey, coming up, let me give you that VIP Oktoberfest code word, so you have a chance to win those tickets for the World Equestrian Center. I'll do that next on 97.3 The Sky.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Good morning and welcome. It is 9:21. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. The Bob Rose Show, Greg Cassidy, and a happy Hump Day, Trump Day, Knucklehead Day. Tim Wall, self-admitted knucklehead last night in the debate.
And I'm a knucklehead at times, but it's times. Always meant to do the best I can.
I do the best I can.
But I'm a knucklehead.
Yeah.
I want to be the VP.
Where's the nuclear football? I'm a knucklehead sometimes.
I was a coach. I can handle the football.
I can. There you go. Look at that. Look at that. You have to laugh because, folks, tears and crying does not sound good on the radio.
No,
that I can tell you. Hey, there were some tears shed, though. Frank Fritz died.
That's a bummer.
Now, was this guy some kind of huge star? Yes. In the minds of a lot of us, he was.
We liked him.
Not famous on the level of, you know, somebody that's been in Hollywood.
Right.
But he's been in our living room, hasn't he?
And your barns and your garages.
Yeah. American Pickers.
Yeah.
Frank Fitz, the chubby one, if you need identifiers.
Only 60.
Yeah. Now, there was always stuff going on behind the scenes that it was clickbait. They got into a big fight.
Oh,
this happened.
Yeah,
I'm just so, over that. I think I've completely learned my lesson on the clickbait stuff.
Uh-huh.
But, apparently him and Mike Wolff buried the hatchet before the host died. But they did have, apparently, allegedly, some years of drama. They had been entangled in a very public feud. But despite the ongoing drama, the two friends who were on the History Channel series for 10 years together, 10 years, had known each other for more than 40 years. They did mend their relationship before Fritz died. On Tuesday, Wolf shared the news of Frank Fritz's death on Instagram, noting he was blessed that he was able to be by his side when he took one last journey home. It's with a broken heart that I share with you all that Frank passed away last night, he wrote. I've known him for more than half my life, and what you've seen on TV has always been what I have seen, a dreamer who is just as sensitive as he was funny and the same off camera as he was on. Frank had a way of reaching the hearts of so many, just being himself. Yeah.
Yeah.
It is one of those people that, he was real.
Yeah.
He wasn't playing a character per se.
Right.
I mean, it's like anything else. They have to add little dramatic things in there and stuff to keep you interested. But no, I think what you saw was what you got. And So how old was he?
60.
I'm looking for cause of death. I didn't see it. Did you? I know he had several stroke issues.
He had a stroke. He dealt with Crohn's disease. He had an alcoholism problem at one point. So the guy's had some issues.
Okay.
He's had some stuff to deal with in life.
All right. Well,
for sure. Yep.
Rest in peace, Frank Fritz.
Yep.
He'll be heaven's picker.
There you go.
Right?
Oh, yeah. I'll tell you, it was always kind of interesting, and that was one of the shows that kind of...
St. Peter, what would you take for this?
Yeah.
What would you take
for
this?
Are you sure? Come on. That kind of opened the door of realizing that, quote, reality TV was a little more set up than people used to think, because I think we used to think that it was all legit, but it always amazed me in shows like this, it's like, wait a minute, how did the camera crew get in the barn that hasn't been opened in 25 years? And they show from inside when the door opens. I'm like, wait a minute.
Even knocking on the door. Hey, we're from there.
Well,
you didn't know I was coming and that you had to sign an agreement to be on TV. Okay.
Right, yeah.
but, you got to have a little magic there.
And somebody who grew up kind of liking antiques and collectibles and stuff, I loved the show, just for the cool stuff and, of course, the cars and bikes that would show up sometimes.
So you're really happy every time you look in the mirror. It's like, man, I love that antique.
Wow. Tough crowd.
And here we is.
Yes.
Hey, I've got tickets for Oktoberfest VIP. Here's what you got to do if you'd like to go. And it's either this Saturday or the following Saturday. I'm not confused on the date. It's both dates. Yeah,
wow.
This Saturday or October the 12th. And VIP tickets, good for all the fun. Access to the Oktoberfest VIP lounge.
Ew.
Private restroom and bar. Hopefully not a single location for that. And exclusive menu offerings, complimentary half-liter beer stein.
There you go.
With included first pour. Here's what you do. Text October to 20357. Message and data rates apply. And we'll change code word tomorrow, but for today, and to get in on board and a chance to win, you need to text October to 20357. Best of luck for that. Oh, you know what? While I'm at it, let me tell you something.
What's that?
Typical conversation. Hey, honey, they're giving away tickets for this Oktoberfest thing. Oh, did you win? Well, I entered to win. I put in the code word, but even if I don't win, it sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun. You want to go? Well, I don't know. I mean, I'm just drinking beer. I'm not a big beer person. No, it's going to be a lot of fun, honey. Come on. And then you're the missus. You say, okay, honey, if you don't mind that on Sunday, I go to Treat Yourself, an event going on at Walker Furniture, so I can, you know, maybe get a facial or get a gift certificate for a facial and have some fun there. And you wouldn't mind that, would you, honey? And he'd say, no, absolutely not. I'd love you to treat yourself. That's less I have to treat you. So that event is Sunday, October 6th from 2 to 5. TreatYourselfEvent.com. It is a Club Synergy event. You can find out more about that on ClubSynergy.com. But this event raises funds for the Ronald McDonald House.
One of our favorites.
It's a... Here, let me read off the card if I can. Read the small print.
Yes.
Join us for an elegant afternoon of fun, self-care, and shopping.
Ooh.
All while supporting the incredible work of the Ronald McDonald House of North Central Florida. Welcome in the fall holiday season with festive drinks, catered food, relaxing facials, and complimentary chair massages.
Ooh.
You'll enjoy music, raffle prizes, and a $1,000 cryo skin giveaway from Club Synergy.
And somebody else we know is going to be there. A local author, right?
One of my favorite Betsy's.
Yes.
Betsy Papine.
Mm-hmm.
And she'll have her new book, Breaking Boxes, and she'll be signing those for you. And
they also have a silent auction. There's some cool stuff at the silent auction, too.
Really?
I got a peek. There's like even a Prada bag that's going to be there. It's going to be up for
really?
Her. Yeah. Our buddy Pierce donated that.
Did he now?
To help out Ronald McDonald House. Yeah.
All right. So should I say...
Makes you want to go, doesn't it?
So I say it's a 928 time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always, yes, I have Prada.
I think you should.
Okay.
But you just did.
I could do that.
You could.
Most importantly, ladies and gentlemen, on this day in history...
Yes.
The year was 1965.
Yes.
Gatorade made its debut... Using the guinea pigs of the Florida Gator football team and the LSU Tigers, didn't give it to the Tigers, only gave it to the Gators.
Did that help the score?
Gators beat them, and that was an upset.
Ooh.
LSU was favored.
There you go.
So thank you, Dr. Cade. We appreciate your contribution that lives on today.
They should have a museum named after him or something.
They should.
They should do that.
Yeah, put it maybe like off Depot or somewhere down there.
Good place, yeah.
Yeah. 929... Right now on the Bob Rose Show, Greg Cassidy is here, and we're about 15 minutes away from things that make you smile. Start thinking about upbeat, positive thoughts. There you go. The leftists, they don't care what kind of burden that American citizens have to take on, because their agenda is, diversity. Yes. It is 9:35 right now on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Case in point, Governor Tim Walz once bragged about mass immigration overwhelming a small town in southern Minnesota. He called the situation an example of beautiful diversity.
Mm.
Beautiful diversity. This is something you should love. And by the way, Tim Walz, I figured it out. I know who he is. I know exactly who he is.
Yeah?
He is the love child of Tim Conway and Don Rickles.
Wow.
You see that?
I'm not sure how that works.
Do you see that?
But in his state, it probably would.
Well, I'm just... Oh, yeah. It's a term.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
not just, literal.
Oh, just an example. Yeah. Okay, all right. I think you're right. I think you're right.
You know, it was Mayorkas who recently said that diversity is blossoming in Springfield.
Blossoming.
He used the term blossoming, and Tim Walz says beautiful diversity in his state of Minnesota.
How is education going to blossom in that school that Walz is bragging about that has 50 languages in it?
He was bragging that there are 50 languages that are spoken in the school, and there's different types of foods and businesses that are all happening. And this
how
is
do teachers deal with that? How do you teach the Lebanese kid when you've got the Chinese speaking kid over here and the other 48 languages?
Well, first of all, it's extremely expensive to even try to address it. You can't address all the different languages. It's impossible. So at the end of the day, you're going to have disparaging numbers of those who can read at grade level and those who can't. In June, the Minnesota Public Schools revealed an alarming trend. From 2019 to 2022, the percentage of fourth graders in the state who are not proficient in reading has increased from 62 to almost 70%. 70% of their fourth graders are not proficient, okay, in reading. Likewise, eighth graders not proficient in math increased from 56% in 2019 to nearly 70% in 2022. And on top of that, maybe even the most alarming, is that a third of all the students in the state were deemed chronically absent in the 21-22 school year, meaning they missed 10% or more school days. So, yeah, it costs the Minnesota taxpayers $1.2 billion to fund English as a second language program. That just in the year 2020. $1.2
billion. Wow.
Yeah. But it's beautiful diversity.
Blossoming.
Beautiful that other people are paying for it.
Yeah.
Again.
Great Democrat
again,
strategy,
I'm a
right?
fan of yeah. legal immigration. I'm a fan of being able to vet and choose who gets the wonderful, awesome reward of citizenship. You know, in this, do you believe this is a great country? It's funny, the people that invite more immigration in tend to be the people that don't think this is a great country. Why would you invite people to a place that you don't think is all that great?
Well, maybe that's why they invite them here, but they don't expect them to assimilate in any way whatsoever. Just bring your culture here and just stay in it, but we're going to give you a bunch of money and a place to live and free medical care and maybe some education.
And then they feel good about themselves.
Exactly.
It's like, oh, I ridded myself of this false guilt that's been put upon me.
Me and my white guilt.
Let's go to the Davis-Gainesville Chevrolet Skylines. And Charles, you're on the air.
I listened to an excerpt from the debate last night. And Martha Raddatz was trying to talk all over Senator Vance, and he wouldn't have it. I mean, he just kept on. He got his point across. How she was talking about the Haitians in Ohio and all the, you know, how they were legal and good. And he exposed her. The news media is so stinking corrupt and liars. I don't even listen to the news no more.
Yeah, no,
that's
I got you. Although Martha Raddatz works for ABC.
Right.
This was a CBS event. And Martha Raddatz is, I think she just celebrated her 92nd or 93rd. Oh, no, she's not that old. But
that's just how long she's been at the network.
I believe she is senior to Nora O'Donnell and Margaret Brennan by a few years.
Decades.
But your point is well taken, yes. We believe that the moderators were not so moderate.
No.
And in fact, they were obnoxiators.
Oh, I like that.
Obnoxiators.
I'd write it down if I could spell it. I like it.
Yeah. You know where that came from, right? Yeah. Somebody labeled me Bobnoxious.
I find that.
It was actually Robnoxious because I was Rob back then.
I find
then.
That totally shocking and hard to believe.
How dare you?
I cannot believe anyone would say that about you. I mean, come on.
I know, hard to believe, right?
Robnoxious.
Oh, wait.
Sounds like a wrestler.
Wait.
And in this corner, it's Robnoxious.
I'd be flying off the top rope, brother, coming down with an atomic elbow.
and break your elbow.
200 pounds of twisted steel and sex appeal, brother.
I think you missed I think you missed your calling.
Ooh, I would have had to juice it up quite a bit. I mean, not that I was a little guy per se, but
but you have to be on the stuff for sure.
Well, it is what it is. Magic oatmeal, whatever.
Uh-huh.
8 migrant men are accused of looting Americans' homes in flood-ravaged Washington County, Tennessee. 8 migrant men were so happy to be invited to be in America.
Right.
And how we're going to pay you back for your generosity, for your open borders, for your kindness, for your love, your support, your tax dollars. We're going to pay you back by looting an area that has seen utter devastation. And we're, hey, we're going to help you pick up the pieces and put them in our pocket.
Wow.
Yeah.
How many?
8.
At one time here. This just, and again, we say this all the time because we could do this story every day, multiple times a day, illegals committing crimes on American citizens.
Oh, yeah. And a lot more serious than just looting.
Yes.
The 8 migrants arrested, Washington County Sheriff's Office hit with burglary charges, allegedly looting flooded residential homes in the area, as well as flooded unoccupied homes. Some of the homes the migrants allegedly looted were barely still standing.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, don't run in there to save a baby's life as the structure appears to be falling apart.
Uh-huh.
Run in there and see if you can grab that lamp that's worth $8 at the flea market.
Right.
That's just sick, right?
Thanks, Brandon.
And you can't trust anybody with a hyphenated name. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. All 8 of them.
Really?
Have hyphenated
names.
Are
you serious?
Vega, Rapallo, Garcia, Pineda, Martinez, Lopez, Ortiz, Ortiz, Valdez, Rapallo, Rapallo, Hernandez, Martinez. One of them is actually Rapallo, Rapallo. Is that really necessary? Is Rapallo a family name? Oh, good. You got your bases covered. Do you really need 2 of them?
Well, they were from the kind of whatever country they're from was kind of the West Virginia kind of thing, you know. So
hey, and I'm not making fun of people with Hispanic names. I mean,
no,
I was watching baseball yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, if you don't like Hispanics, you ain't going to be watching baseball.
No. Good racist cannot watch baseball.
Sorry, by the way, Greg. Sorry that my Tigers whooped up on your Astros. We whooped your Astros.
And what shirt did Bob wear to the studio today? Tigers. Look at you.
Tiger baseball. It was funny that, but George Keller, Ernie Harwell, one of them had a little bit of a southern drawl.
Yeah.
But doing a Tiger baseball.
Yeah, that is kind of ironic, isn't it?
Yeah.
Could have been from Houston.
Could have been.
Yeah.
So anyway, El Tigres win 3-1.
Now you're Hispanic.
Oh, my gosh. What a game, though.
Yeah.
Tigers jumped out fairly early with, like, a 3-0 lead.
I thought they were, like, done. What happened?
They were done in, like, early August. They were done. And then they had the highest win percentage to end the season, I think, over 700%. So they won over 70% of their games and got it. And so this is a wild card thing. It's a best of 3.
Right.
So, yeah, they win one more.
It's pretty amazing. That's a comeback.
It is. And they're arch enemy Justin Verlander. He has been not pitching very well. He went from the Tigers to the Astros.
Right.
And he was dead to me after that. Actually, no. I'll always like him. He's not doing anything great so far. So let's go, Tigers.
There you go.
10 years. They haven't been in the playoffs for 10 years. Celebrating.
They're pacing themselves.
Or maybe they're watching Lions games and picking something up from that attitude.
Inspiration.
Apparently, the success is due to this coaching style where this guy is super aggressive.
Mm-hmm.
Always try to take an extra base. That kind of mentality.
So take chances if you're...
On fourth down kind of mentality.
Yeah, exactly.
And
seems to be working.
Well, it's been very successful so far. We'll see.
Baseball been very good to me.
Oh, yes. The Bulls have not been very, very good to me, meaning Tim Walls, because he loves foreign language and dialects.
Yes, he does. Lots of them.
Yeah, and I can't speak Cantonese or Mandarin, so I don't know if he'd understand me anyway. But, yeah, CBS and CNN polls say J.D. Vance beat Tim Walz in a debate. And, oh, that's nothing shocking. I mean, he did. J.D. Vance, easily. He ran circles around. However, for it to come out in a poll that has CBS or CNN's name on it, that's where I get to say,
That's pretty amazing, actually, that they would admit it.
Yeah. They didn't have time. It's like a flash poll. They didn't have time to work the numbers.
Yeah.
Yep. Oh, and Trump wants to get the word out on this because, of course, the Dems keep lying.
Right.
He said clearly, in all capital letters on X, or on his social media platform, right. I'm sorry, everyone knows I would not support a federal abortion ban under any circumstances and would in fact, veto it because it is up to the states to decide based on the will of their voters, the will of the people. Mm-hmm. Like Ronald Reagan before me, I fully support the three exceptions for rape, incest, and the life of the mother. I do not support the Democrats' radical position of late-term abortion like 7th, 8th, or 9th month, or in the case there is any question, the possibility of execution of the baby after birth. Thank you for your attention to this matter. So stop lying about that.
And then on the other side, you got Walz. Well, he signed it like all the way, abortion all the way up into the 9th month. So for all you media people who keep going, that doesn't happen in America. Well, you know, guess what state it could happen in? Right there.
Minnesota.
Yeah.
I saw several anecdotal reports related to that.
Yes.
But there were live births. And
yes.
I don't want to go there because people are starting their day.
Right.
Okay. But it's wrong.
It is wrong.
It's clearly wrong. And so, and Trump's not saying, hey, we're going to ban it. He said it's up to the states. What is so hard for the left to comprehend about that?
And if he were going to ban it, he wouldn't give efforts to give the power back to 50 states
right.
and have 50 states to deal with?
No.
Of course not. That's
right.
Stupid.
Yeah. Well, there were a few mistruths and lies. And
so you sound like my third grade teacher, Miss Perry. If she thought you were lying to her, she would go, oh, are you telling me an untruth? Because she didn't want to call you a liar, but she would refer to those untruths.
Unlike my shop teacher would say,
can you say what your
shop
teacher said?
Hey, Rose, you're a liar.
So you heard this a time or two. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, he was always yelling at other kids. Hardly ever me.
Hardly ever.
Rarely.
Is that a truth or a mistruth?
Vaguely.
Yeah.
Partially.
Good. So you're saying there's a chance.
Yeah, that's all.
Okay.
Just a chance.
All right.
It is 9:49. Hey, you know, we need things that make you smile, upbeat positive thoughts that you share with us. Non-political. I know you can do it. Come on. Things that make you smile is brought to you by the best dentist in the whole world, Robin Larson Dental. It is coming up next. Simply call in now, 877-975-9825. Call now. Good morning and welcome. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and it's time for Things That Make You Smile, upbeat positive thoughts that you share with us, brought to you by Robin Larson Dental, 877-975-9825. Call in now, please. Good morning, Phil. What's making you smile?
Well, this morning, just after I spoke to you guys on What's Bugging, I'm on my way to a trap shoot, and there was a Subaru in front of me with a Harris Walz sticker, stopped short, and a pickup truck kissed him. And I smiled. Woo!
Wow.
It's a little political.
That was tinged political. And don't you feel bad, for the pickup? Because usually the person that hits you from behind generally is going to be the one getting cited, right?
Mm.
Generally.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go to Ocala Bill. What's making you smile?
Morning, Bob. J.D. Vance beat the Astro out of Walz last night. That's what's making me smile. Thank you.
Yeah, that.
But they say they're picking up on your Astro thing now. But yeah, but that was a little political, too. But that, the same.
Folks.
Yes.
There's got to be more.
Here comes
more to your life.
Yes.
I pray that there's more to your life, because if it's only politics. How could you ever be happy?
Oh, my goodness.
Especially in today's world. So, yeah. Count your blessings kind of a thing. Mm-hmm. I was so happy I got to see my grandson last weekend.
Look at you.
Yep. And looking forward to, obviously, more visits and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Looking forward to the Oktoberfest at the World Equestrian Center. And if you're looking forward to it, it would probably make you smile if you got some VIP tickets, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Well, guess what? A chance to get those VIP tickets? It's easy. All you need to do is text OCTOBER to 20357. Message and data rates apply. This is not just Oktoberfest tickets for the World Equestrian Center. This is VIP, baby. Ooh. VIP lounge, private restroom and bar, exclusive menu items, complimentary half-liter beer stein with included first pour. So that is October. Text October to 20357. And good luck.
That's awesome. And with October in mind, the Pumpkin Patch is open, by the way.
Gainesville Church of God.
Yes, get the schedule. Just
39th Avenue.
Yep, go to buyapumpkinfeedachild.com. Get the schedule. Buy a pumpkin, feed a child.
The best pumpkins, seriously,
yes.
And the best pumpkin bread.
Yes.
Of which I went through way too quick. I do have to make my presence known down there.
Yes, you'll need to stop by and get some.
All right.
Yeah.
It is 9:56. Hang on. Coming up next, The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR.
Sean Hannity.
The IRS under Biden and Harris introduced a new enforcement program to collect more taxes on tips.
Weekdays, 3 p.m.
If you're in the service industry and have yet to face an audit, buckle up because that's coming your way.
On News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Time now for The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. During CNN's version, they're coverage of the vice presidential debate on Tuesday, CNN senior political commentator and former Obama advisor David Axelrod stating that the 2024 Democratic vice presidential candidate, Governor Tim Walz, his answer about his false claim about where he was during the Tiananmen Square protest was so garbled it would have been best delivered in Chinese for as understandable as it wasn't. Yes, that comes from a Democrat operative turned commentator, David Axelrod. Wow. When they call you out, it's a smoking gun. And that's your smoking gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg, I'm Bob. See you.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.